You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. You know what? I've been watching all my replays and I noticed that there is like a 3 to 4 second window of time where I'm just silent and waiting to start. And that's because I want to be sure that my intro doesn't get cut, but I feel like in the future, I should just go ahead as I, like after I press this or click this go live button, I should just start talking. But I just want to be sure that you don't miss any of the words, that it doesn't like seem cut in the beginning. So anyway, I give a few seconds just to make sure. Welcome to the show. If this is the first video you are ever watching from my fan page, my name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people launch their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. And today I'm going to talk to you about two of the biggest work from home or remote work problems that I see people encounter and how you can solve them in just 4 quick steps. So before I get into it, I want to greet my viewers here. Jana, hello. Carmi, hello. Watching from Cavite. Hey, hey. If you guys are tuned in with me, please say hi and tell me where you're watching from. And if you are watching the replay, do hashtag replay and still greet me in the comments because I go back into my comments and greet everyone again. And right now, I do have a free bonus download. I do my best to give you guys a free download every week. And today we have one. Yay. So this is a PDF guide of my 10 messenger tips to boost your customer service. So if you have a work from home business, you work from home and you deal with clients, if you work for a company and that's what you do, you're a customer service agent, and this is something that you do on a daily basis, you speak to clients, solve problems, deal with issues, then these tips will definitely help you, not just for Messenger, but in your general communication, no matter what platform you use. But most especially for Facebook Messenger, because I also talk about some features that you have on the app and on the desktop version of Messenger. I train a lot of entrepreneurs that work from home and use Facebook and Facebook Messenger to conduct their business. So that really is the inspiration for this PDF guide. If that's what your business looks like, then this downloadable is a must-have for you. So you can click the link above to download that PDF guide as well as access the written version of this training. So hello, hello to everyone. Zany is tuned in with us. Jana, thank you for tagging your friends. Speaking of which, feel free to share this video into your chat groups, tag your friends in the comments, or share this on your wall if you feel like a lot of people will pick up value from this. So, Jana is watching from New Zealand. Thanks, Jana. So happy you're here. So let's get into these two problems, right? I've already been working from home for almost a decade. And after training some 60,000 plus people on how to launch their online businesses and work 100% online, I've come across and familiarized myself with the common problems that people have. And two, top the charts or tops the list of the most pressing problems that people get really overwhelmed with. And that is organizing contacts or organizing names of the people that they talk to and managing their communications or managing their messages. So a lot of people have a hard time tracking who they've talked to during the day, tracking what went on in their messages or in their online meetings. They have a hard time doing follow-ups or writing down updates because they don't even know where they are in the journey and when these follow-up actions should happen. So multiply that by the tens or the hundreds of people that you talk to every day. No wonder people are really overwhelmed and disorganized in their work from home lives. If this is a problem that you are currently having, then have no fear. You can actually solve these two problems. The good news about these problems is that they're closely related to one another. So you solve one and you almost completely eliminate the other. So I will show you 4 easy steps that you can do to solve these problems or conquer these challenges, because it's always going to be a challenge if If customer service is your priority, it's hard work. You always have to be very genuine and human with your interactions. Although there are options to streamline this and automate this with messenger bots or outsourcing your customer communications by hiring a team to do that for you, all of these things are options that are available for you, but it's still hard work to inspire loyalty and to retain these customers. And this is why companies and brands spend a lot of money just to make this happen. So if you are a small business owner and you don't have the luxury of hiring a huge team, or you don't have the skills to create your own messenger bot just yet, by the way, this is an easy thing to do nowadays because there are a lot of apps or a lot of developers that help you create messenger bots. But if you're not really exploring that option yet and you want to maintain communications with you within your messenger app, then let's get into how you can solve this problem. Okay. So like I said, I have a bonus download here. Click the link above if you want to download the full guide on my 10 messenger tips to boost your customer service. So step number one, and this is something that I actually love, this is the first step, is when you communicate on Messenger, use code words to make it easier for you to search or filter certain messages in the future. So for example, when someone sends me a message for a rush order or a special order that they can't otherwise order from the website, or just send a, or just go on to the Shopify store and place that order because it is a special order. They have a few notes that they want to customize, stuff like that. It's easier to just talk to me in person, virtually through my messenger. So I get a lot of messages that come from people with situations like that. So what I do is I use code words that allow me to find these messages easier in the future. So for example, they send me that message of, hey, 16, was wondering if you could do this and this and this for me. I want to place this order. Hopefully it could get to me by Saturday, 3 days from now. So what I say at the end of that is, okay, sure, I will process this order today. And my code word in that response is the word process. So in the future or later in the day, if I've had, say, maybe 6 or 7 or 8, I'm not sure how many people sends me messages like that during the day, I can just type in using Facebook Messenger's search box or search feature. I can type in the word process, and what Messenger is going to show me is all the messages that has that word, that code word, or that keyword, which is process. So I will see all of the names of the people I sent that word to, and then I can jump into our conversation and get into the details of their order, when they want it to be delivered, what other notes they sent me. So by using that keyword or code word, I say code word because it's a code for me. Only I understand what my list of code words or keywords are. So you can use your own list of words as long as you use them on your messages religiously. Like if you really want to get organized, I start with the message itself. So depending on the situation, I would use code words such as incentive, or sign up if I'm dealing with an affiliate that wants to sign up and they don't have the information just yet. So if I put the word sign up in somewhere in my conversation with them, I can follow up later in the day and say, search for the word sign up, go back to the people I sent that word to and do my follow-ups like, hey, do you have the information already? Are you ready for us to sign you up for a free affiliate account now? Or I can use the word incentive and remind myself who I need to send free products to, for example. So depending on the situation, create a list of code words that you can use so that you can easily find your messages later. So I want to make sure that I am seeing all of the viewers here. Clemente, hello. Jerome, good morning. Go Susie. Hi, Santa Monica. Thank you for joining me. So guys, if you just tuned in, I have a free download today. Click the link above later after this broadcast so that you can access my 10 messenger tips to boost your customer service, dedicated to anyone who deals with clients and customers on a daily basis, especially if you work from home and use Facebook Messenger. for your communications. But if you don't, it's still applicable on any platform. Okay, so that's step one. Start with your messages and use code words or keywords. Step number two, you can actually use web apps or mobile apps to help you organize both contacts and communication. So my favorite contact management app right now is Airtable. Oh my gosh, Airtable. I know my sister also loves Airtable, and she deals with, she deals with marketing, team management. She works with sub teams within a big team. So I love Airtable because it's like Excel, but it doesn't really require a lot of skill to run it. So I'm wondering if I could actually add my Airtable and show you guys real quickly what it looks like, but I'll save the tutorial. Maybe tomorrow I'll do that for our 5 p.m. session, but I'm just quickly going to show you what Airtable looks like, so that you can see how awesome it is. Okay, let me see here. Let me see if I could actually show you what it looks like, you guys. Because I'm using OBS right now, and I don't wanna mess it up. Did I totally just mess up my window? Anyway, I don't think I can show you right now because I am an OBS newbie, and I don't wanna ruin this for you guys. So let's save the tutorial for tomorrow before I ruin my own broadcast. Hi, Vidya. So anyway, you can use apps and mobile apps to streamline this process for you. You don't have to literally write down the name on a sheet of paper and what the journey is so far with each person, especially if you're dealing with hundreds of customers or hundreds of people in your team, then you definitely need to streamline this process somehow. So you can check out Airtable.com and or other alternatives to Airtable, because I also like Taskade. I also like Trello, but that's more of a task management than a contact management app. So if tasks is something that you're really struggling with, then you can check out Trello. But if contacts and maintaining your relationships and communications with these people is something that you're struggling with, then Airtable is really brilliant, as well as Taskade, but I like Airtable more. So if you want my full list of recommendations of what apps you can use, you can check out the link above as well, so that you can access the full list. I think I recommended about 6 of them in my list of 30, because this 30 is like a variety of apps. But anyway, so Airtable, I like, has a lot more functionalities than Excel without the skill. So love that. Tomorrow, watch me at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time so that I could give you a tutorial on Airtable. So it helps to actually have an app like that that you can use. Third step is to dedicate one day a week to reorganize your list. So, you know, forgive yourself if you don't always have it down. You will fall behind on some follow-ups, on some people that you maybe forget. You know, sometimes you don't manage to get each name on the list or automate. So you do your best every single day, right? But if you know that this isn't something that you're still good at, dedicate one day a week. Say every Sunday, you just sit down, catch up on any work that needs to get done, any messages that you got behind on, update your progress or your status with each person that you're talking to. Let's say you need to fulfill orders, and some packages have been shipped and some packages haven't been shipped. So it's time for you to update your progress on certain tasks or for certain customers. And then also take this day to complete some missing information. If you need an update on someone's phone number or email address or shipping address, and this is the time to get into each of those names and see who's still missing some information. But also, it's time for you to get into these names and see who you haven't talked to in a while, right? And maybe arrange the tags, set up reminders for yourself to make it easy for yourself, right? So sometimes you just need a day to catch up. So don't worry if you're falling behind, as long as you schedule a day to regroup. So that's the third step. Fourth step is to find existing solutions to the problems that you encounter on a day-to-day basis. So most likely, guys, your work from home problems are not unique. We feel like we're alone in this journey, but somehow someone out there has experienced the same frustrations as you have. And there is a solution to almost every single problem that you have. Now, my goal for this 16ramos.com blog is to offer you as many of the solutions as I can, as regularly as I can. And this is why I do these broadcasts every day, and I ask you questions every single day as well. And I give you free downloads every week. This is the reason for that, to provide solutions for you. But if my awesomeness isn't enough, because I'm just one person, you guys, I don't have all the answers. So in that situation where the 16ramos.com doesn't have what you're looking for, then Google is your friend. All you need to do is do a search. How to insert the solution you seek here. Like, how to organize my tasks. How to use Excel spreadsheets. How to, you know what I'm saying? So how to convert document files to PDF files. All of these things, someone out there has already wondered how. And most likely there is an answer on Google. So a lot of the questions also that I receive from Messenger are Googleable. So Google is your friend. Don't be afraid to just search for your solutions on the internet, because most likely they're there. And remember, if you're dealing with clients, and then customer service should be your top priority. You should absolutely, absolutely download this free PDF that I have for you. Click the link above. All it asks is your email, and you can download it for free. So, hi mom, you tuned in. Yay! So guys, that's it. The four easy steps that you can take today to conquer contacts and communications. If that's something that you're struggling with, then have no fear. Just do these four steps. You're still going to fall behind. It's not going to be a perfect journey, guys, but seek for progress. Every day, imperfect progress. Don't strive to absolutely be perfect in this process overnight, because guys, I've been at this game for almost a decade now, and I still fall behind on some things. So take it easy on yourself. Just solve one problem at a time. Do these four steps today. Send me your feedback. Comment below if this is something that you've done, or if this is something that you are going to do, promise yourself to do in the near future, or even today. Send me your comments below. Send me your feedback. I would love to hear from you. And most definitely, share this on your wall so that other people can find value as well. So guys, see you tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to give you guys a tutorial on the app that I just talked about, which is Airtable, because I think this is going to help a lot of you to organize your contacts and your messages and communications with these people as well. I'm also going to talk about maybe some other apps that are similar and see what you like. Right? So tomorrow, right here on the 16 Ramos fan page. Bye guys, love you.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.